Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, show number 45, Anthony.
45 ACP.
ACP, yes.
I want to start the show by thanking Emery Baker, who's a listener to our show, Sandy, sent us two
that
cups.
That is a cool mug.
Well, you didn't get one. He sent two. I have one home and one here. One was for you. It's a smiley face holding a stop sign, and it says, having fun in New Jersey? We have laws against that. New Jersey, where fun comes to die.
I love it.
Thank you, Emery. I appreciate that.
That's great.
Gift. Sandy would have wanted one, too, but you didn't send three. So I got two.
That's great.
I want one for here and home. Too
of
bad.
Of course. Well, yeah.
Again, In light of the fact that I'm going to hell in every religion,
yes,
I would like to give a big shout out to our Jewish listeners and my rabbi, because this is Passover week is
yes,
going by
is.
Us. And, you know, Israel was very, very psyched last week, Sandy, because because they heard that Governor Hindenburg was going to visit, and they thought Hindenburg was Jewish. Okay.
That's just wrong on so many levels. Leave the guy alone.
You think they could have got him a big man approved yarmulke, though?
Yeah, you really think they could have.
Because a bigger yarmulke has a slimming effect.
It does.
You know, and that small yarmulke made him look three times his size. And now I can say that because I'm challenged height-wise, too. The insurance scales say that if I was 7'3", I'd be the perfect weight.
Great. That's wonderful. At least you know. You just got to grow.
The biggest thing... Christie went on this junket that us taxpayers paid for.
Nice.
I don't understand what he was doing
really?
In Israel, but anyway, whatever. But he found something out. Did you know that Twinkies were kosher?
I was waiting for it.
Okay. How do you like that?
That's very good.
How do you like that?
I had no idea Twinkies were kosher.
And so, but he found out.
He found that out.
They don't have chocolate aisles there because it's warm and the chocolate melts.
That's too bad.
So, but he got Twinkies while he was there. He got kosher Twinkies. So yeah, I have no understanding why our governor is over there.
In Israel, yeah.
But
is he trying to crack down on the gun laws there, or just
I don't know? He
turning
was at the
a deaf ear.
He
to
should
them?
He should pay attention to the gun laws in Israel.
Yes, he
you
should.
Know, and Governor Christie, while you were at the Wailing Wall, I would love to have been there and behind you going, Governor Christie,
tear down this wall.
Yeah, someday. 45th show. If you go back to show one or two, I went on record almost a year ago saying Christie was anti-gun and no friend of the gun owners.
Yep.
And guess what? I was right. Okay.
They were wrong.
He hasn't done anything for us yet.
No.
Thank you.
He hasn't done anything against
Correct.
Us.
He made fun of Lautenberg last week, which I thought was nice.
Did he really?
Yeah, he made fun of Lautenberg said something, and he basically told him, shut up. But Lautenberg won't get the message in the afterlife for about 6 or 7 months.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Communications are slow.
Yes. You know, maybe he gets John Edwards to communicate it over to the other side.
I stole a quote from Patton for this week because I'm getting a shitload of hate mail from people that say that I'm doing this all like because I love to hear myself talk. And Patton once said, my only flaw is my narcissism. And
I love that.
I'm stealing that. That is my new quote now. So all you haters out there, I just gave you something. Get on your computers now, you little bitches, and start writing shit. Okay? All right? My show, I'll say what I want. You want to get sponsors? You want to bankroll it? You want to spend countless hours working with this Meshuggah and Sandy on the other side? Then get your own show and do it. So that I could... No, I wouldn't send you hate mail. You know why? I have a life. Okay? I have a life.
Boy, you're cranked up today.
Well,
one too many chocodiles?
No, it's funny. We're in the hundreds of thousands of downloads now. I can't keep up with the emails. And I need a person. Can you get
a person?
People? I need somebody to respond to my emails for me. But then it's so impersonal. So it's just...
Oh, great.
I shouldn't have had that Red Bull.
You probably shouldn't have had the four Red Bulls. That might have been the case. If you stuck to one,
when we
it
come
might
back,
be okay.
I'm going to make fun of somebody else.
Good. And if we haven't insulted you yet, it'll be soon.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And much to the chagrin of many listening, we're still on the air.
You know, read an article past few days about Pat Buchanan, who, by the way, I would have voted for president twice.
He's a great writer.
That some bitch wanted to build a 50-foot wall around Mexico.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Well, our president this week was speaking with the Mexican president, and he basically threatened the Supreme Court. I'd like to see Scalia throw him a beating.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're not going to get into that right now, but... Pat Buchanan wrote an article about why Americans are arming themselves. And, you know, us guys we're arming ourselves at an alarming rate. And background checks, he talks about on Black Friday. Black Friday, we had tremendous background checks and a 1.5 million gun increase in November alone. It broke an all-time record. And, of course, the anti-gunners are out there saying that the proliferation of guns is what's causing all this higher crime. And Buchanan,
higher crime.
And Buchanan wrote, you know, there's a quote in there, law-abiding citizens in America used guns in self-defense 2.5 million times in 1993. That's 6,800 times per day, and actually shot and killed 2.5 times as many criminals as police did. All right?
You know
I love
why?
This shit.
Because we hit what we aim at.
Unlike the NYPD. I'm not going in there.
Yes, I know you
but,
can't go there.
But, you know...
We have too many NYPD people around here. Right?
The anti-gunners need to wake up. Listen, the 6 states that are still standing, as opposed to the 44 that issue carry permits, they need to wake up.
Yeah.
You know, and Buchanan talks about this. Of course, the NRA is the scapegoat and everything. And I'll be in NRA headquarters. I'll be in St. Louis, Missouri this week for the NRA convention. But, you know, they're saying now about 40% of households in America have guns. And we can't get these anti-gunners to look at this data. You know, they want to disarm
us. Their way, you know. And they're also saying that, oh, no, it's not new gun owners. It's just us lunatics who keep buying more guns. Well, that's not the way it plays out in reality.
Did you see the Senate proposal in New Jersey on March 15th? The Senate proposed a bill to change home break-ins from a Class 3 to a Class 2 felony.
We've been complaining about this for a while. Now, why would they be doing that? Because crime is going down?
They're doing it because the police, I heard this from Detective Mack, the police are complaining about the revolving door system.
It's a joke.
How home invasions and your normal robberies and break-ins, how they get, you know, suspended sentences and time served, and they're back out again.
It's the same crime, whether you come in, four guys come in with AKs, kick your door in, or whether somebody throws a rock through your basement window and climbs in.
Correct.
It's ridiculous.
Correct. So what's going on right now is, you know, they want to change it from a class three to a class two felony, which would carry more jail time, obviously. But the shitbags don't care about that.
No, why would they
care? The shitbags don't care about that. We need it so that U.S. citizens and New Jersey residents can just shoot them in the face.
Right, pretty much.
That's really what it boils down to. You know, you can make all the friggin' laws you want, but 3 o'clock in the morning, a law is not going to come save you.
Right, exactly. Okay.
So Pat Buchanan, he really wrote a great article. Now, what really pisses me off, segue into this, is... because of the shooting in Florida, which we really haven't commented on in depth because we don't know all the facts. And again, my heart goes out to that young kid. No one deserves to be shot, you know, inadvertently, accidentally, whatever the case may be. I'm not taking a stand on that right now. Once the final outcome comes, I'll be glad to talk about it.
Right. But we're not really going to discuss it until then.
We have Representative Sheila Jackson, a Democrat from Texas. There's this picture of her online.
Sheila Jackson.
She's got
Lee.
A pink cowboy outfit on with a pink hat, and she's on CNN talking. I mean, this Pinky Tuscadero, right, of the West. They are trying to use this shooting in Florida to control guns more.
Of course. They'll use anything. If somebody trips over a rock in the street, they're going to say that it was because of a gun.
You know,
gun laws are too liberal.
They want, you know, we don't have all the evidence, we don't have all the facts, but we have everybody jumping on legislation now that they want to make it tougher to get guns. They want to make it tougher for guns.
That's what
the
problem.
You know, in California, we had 7 people killed in that school. Right.
Exactly. Right.
We talk about active shooter all the time. We talk about having an armed person on staff or people being able to carry guns. Here's another one, though. When you read the whole thing, the guy was crazy.
Right.
Okay.
A crazy man.
For a year, everyone just played it down because of effing political correctness.
Right. It had absolutely nothing to do with the fact that he was crazy. The gun just went off.
While we're going out, VistaParking.com. If you're flying out of New York Airport, VistaParking.com. Stop by and see Tom. Long-term parking, great sponsor to the show.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Now, here's what you do. Take a big bucket of black paint, find a spot in front of your house about 10 feet high, about 20 feet wide, and paint in big letters U-G-L-Y, ugly. Now, why would you do that? It's stupid, but that's what some people have with their garage door. It's like a big, ugly billboard in front of their house. Now, take a look at yours. If those 4 letters come to mind, then you have an ugly garage door. Solve it by calling Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Buy-Right Overhead Doors is in the business of installing beautiful custom garage doors and helping homeowners end their ugly garage door problems. Just by logging on to buyrightohd.com, you can upload a picture of your garage door so you can see what the right door can do for you. Buy-Right Overhead Doors. expert in all garage door problems, from fixing and installing new openers to even repairing the woodworking around your existing garage door. Byright Overhead Doors. Remove that big black billboard that says ugly in front of your home. 877-711-6100 or visit ByrightOHD.com.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-released Heart of America by Memphis recording star Jerry Alvin Dean, written by Jeff Saxon, a Jersey boy, and produced by John Allen and Richard Berardi, also of Jersey. All regular listeners to Gun for Hire Radio, which says to me, even famous people have no lives. We rise to our best for fellow man. The blowtorch of truth in the Garden State.
Sandy, the bill in the assembly is A1035, which is to upgrade residential burglary / home invasions from a class 3 to a class 2.
Now, that are not happening.
Correct. Now, we have options here. You could, if you want, you could put a sign on your door. Dear shitbags, please note that there is pending legislation that will carry a stricter prison time if you break into my house.
Yeah, that would work. It would be a big sign.
Now, another option.
But you know
option.
What? Go ahead. I don't think they can read. It would have to be some
they
sort
can't
of like
read.
Braille.
It would have to be hand signals. You know what I mean? Hand signals where we show in a bar graph 3 years in prison as opposed to 3 days in prison or something like that. With them married.
Well,
the other option is would be to put stickers up that you have an alarm, and that Dean from Prism Electronics, who's a sponsor, Dean Andolfini, would be great because that will help a lot. You know, if you have an alarm, the presence of alarm, good lighting and everything,
absolutely.
They're going to rob the next door neighbor. And that's a great idea. So, again, he's a sponsor. So, Dean at Prism Electronics, I think, would be a great guy to check out for an alarm system or closed circuit TVs. He's hooked us up. He's hooked up Ed Leung and many other of our Frank Fiammingo, New Jersey Second Amendment Society, baby. Dean took care of him, too. So,
let me tell you something. And if you think that having an alarm is a pain in the butt like I did, I'm here to tell you, it has really made a difference, especially when I'm in my studio at home. I can't hear anything that's going on in the main house. I used to have to stop, and now I realize how much more work I'm getting done because I used to stop literally and go out into the main house just to make sure that nobody had broken in. I have a soundproof room. So there could be a marching band going on in my living room, and I wouldn't even know about it.
See, when I'm in the shower, Winston's in the crow's nest with the Ma Deuce.
Very good.
keeping an eye on things.
Yeah.
You know, if I hear the action rack back,
poor
then I know
Winston.
I got to jump out
you
of
know.
The shower. So
that's pretty good. I'm picturing Winston with a Ma Deuce. Well, he does walk around strapped from what I hear.
So everybody's seen that picture of Winston walking around strapped. So we got that going on. Now, the other thing we should talk about, obviously, is there's other crimes going on because of this Florida thing. Did you read the news about this guy in Toledo?
Yeah, it's kind of upsetting. It was on Fox, and what upset me, I think, even more is the way the police are kind of handling this, as if it's just kind of they're blowing it off a little bit. I mean, a guy was beaten almost to death.
Six teenagers beat a 78-year-old man almost to death, and they kept telling him it was for the retaliation for the Florida thing.
Yeah, yeah. Kill the white man, they kept saying. Kill the white man. Kill the white man. And the poor guy is saying, remember Trayvon, remember Trayvon, thinking that this is going to help him.
Yep.
When I'm thinking he's probably going to get a lawsuit now from Trayvon's mom because she has copyrighted and trademarked remember Trayvon.
Yeah.
And various other things.
See, now us guys, if we're in Ohio, we can carry a gun.
Yeah.
You know, that's
let me tell you something. What's kind of cool is if you've got an out-of-state CCW, you can carry a gun in Ohio.
Let me tell you, if you don't have one yet, get one. We can hook you up. They're exploding. Everybody's getting Florida and everybody's getting Utah carry permits right now. They're pretty easy and painless, and you might want to consider doing them. We do them in 6 locations.
Especially
and
if
we
you travel.
Yeah, we have mobile training. We go all over the place. We just went South Jersey, and we had a group of 20 people.
Really?
We'll go to office.
Right.
Yeah,
we
have the trailer. Yeah, we'll do everything. We'll do it all.
But it's really a good idea. I mean, I carry in everywhere except for New Jersey,
and I
travel a great deal.
When national reciprocity finally passes and federal carry gets rammed down all the anti-gunner throats. Yeah. So we'll be able to carry federally. New Jersey is going to be backwards for a very, very, very long time. With Menendez busy right now with his reelection campaign in Cuba. And what's his name? The Crypt Keeper deciding if he's going to run for reelection in this dimension or not. Because he's monarch in another dimension. So, and also, I think he's going to be starring in the Broadway rendition of... what's the cult film from New Jersey? Oh man, come on.
Oh, why you're having a brain cramp?
Oh, it's bad. Go to break.
Oh, we'll be right back when maybe his mind returns.
Who am I? The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
There it is.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area. With over 300 handguns in stock, you'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio. The Can-Am Roadster, available at Motorcycle Mall in Belleville, New Jersey, is like nothing else on the road. This stunningly styled vehicle has a unique three-wheel stance, two wheels in front and one in back, that delivers a combination of freedom and peace of mind that you've just got to experience to believe. And it's made by BRP, the same people who bring you the legendary Ski-Doo snowmobiles, Sea-Doo watercraft, and Evinrude outboard engines. Schedule a test ride at Motorcycle Mall today to experience the Can-Am Roadster. It's riding reinvented. Motorcycle Mall is the premier motorcycle and power sports dealership on the East Coast. Family owned and operated in Belleville, New Jersey for the last 35 years. They sell 14 brands of motorcycles, scooters, power sports vehicles, snowblowers, generators, and much more. A fully stocked parts and accessories department, a service department with factory trained technicians, and now an Eagle Rider motorcycle rental location. Motorcycle Mall has everything a motorcyclist or power sports enthusiast could ever want. This month, Motorcycle Mall will be celebrating their brand new, two-story, 108,000 square feet facility with a grand opening event. And you're invited to attend the festivities with food, demo rides, and great deals. Be sure to visit MotorcycleMall.com or their Facebook page for complete details.
Yeah. If you think we should be reading it, please send it to talkback@gunforhireradio.com.
A few road trips coming up.
Yes, we do.
The end of April, we'll be posting a date, probably next show. The Motorcycle Mall is having its grand opening in that monster building,
yeah,
motorcyclemall.com.
That place is huge. I just came by it. It's amazing.
In August, yes, Cabela's.
I know.
We're going to be doing an NRA recruiting thing, and we're going to be broadcasting from Cabela's. I believe they're giving us the front foyer and not a hallway.
Wow. That's okay. Well, maybe that's how it sounds now. But when we get there, you know we're going to go out into the hallway.
And
the parking lot in August.
And if I could convince Candy. Woo! If I could convince Sandy, in September, we'll be in Orlando for the Gun Rights Policy
at
Conference.
Wally World.
Where we're going to take pictures of Gun for Hire shirts, banned Gun for Hire shirts, all over the parks and the water parks and everything.
That'd be so great, wouldn't it?
That should be fun.
That might get me there.
So, you know, you just got me going about the CCWs, and I want some information I want to talk about. Obviously, we've beaten the horse dead about CC laws and how they affect you. Everybody asks those questions over and over again, but let's talk a little bit about you're carrying your gun. So you're going to Pennsylvania, you're carrying your gun. Let's talk about safety. Remember, your gun can't print.
Right.
You can't have a tight shirt on where people can see the muzzle sticking out or anything. But no one should know you're carrying a gun. You should be triple safe when you're going to restaurants and diners and shopping. Make sure you don't leave it in the bathroom, which is the number one place where concealed carry permit holders leave their gun. Make
on the
sure,
back of the toilet tank.
Correct. Make sure that if you're pulled over by a police officer, you keep your hands on the steering wheel, engine off, all the windows open, and you advise the police officer that you're carrying a concealed firearm and ask him what he wants you to do next.
You know, a lot of states require that. A lot of states don't require it, but I'd rather err on the side of safety.
Now, I've been pulled over 3 times in New Jersey carrying a gun, 2 times by troopers, 1 by a municipal cop. And I didn't say anything, but my vehicles say Gun for Hire all over them.
Yeah.
And they already kind of assume that, or they know me, or they heard of me. So it's a little different for me. But for the average person in a regular car, I would rather let the officer know.
Yeah.
And again, I had a trooper walk up to the back of my car, and he's like, shut the car off. I'm like, it's off. He's like, take the keys out of ignition. I'm like, they are. You know, like I had the car shut off, keys out of ignition, because they're worried you're going to grab their arm and take off,
take
them for a ride at 60 miles an hour and let them go.
Yeah.
It happens than you think.
Yes, it
so
does.
So opening all four windows, especially if you have tinted windows, ignition off, key out of the ignition, and hands on the steering wheel. I don't even reach for my wallet or anything, Sandy, because I don't want to have him see through the window, me contorting and stuff, because he doesn't know if I'm hiding drugs or I'm getting my gun or a knife or whatever. So I just go with the flow until I'm pulled over, shut it off, keys out, hands on the steering wheel, all four windows open. Usually if it's a trooper alone at night, they'll approach from the passenger side, and I just wait the instructions, man. Heads up right there. And if he says, I want your license, registration, insurance, I'm like, well, my wallet's in my back pocket and I didn't want to get it without you instructing me. They're much more receptive if you act that
absolutely.
Way.
Well, I mean, it's to keep everybody safe. These guys got to go home at night too.
I mean, it's scary. When you pass a trooper pulled over with somebody in the morning or something or late at night, I mean, that's...
Especially on some of these jerkwater roads down in,
you and I just got done robbing a house or something, and we have guns in the car.
Sure. And they're by themselves.
Correct. So,
you know, they call for backup, but backup is 20 miles away.
This ain't Virginia, where like Ron Sousa from Freedom Energy, you know, he gets pulled over and him and a cop are swapping the gun on the street and stuff, you know. This still is the New York metropolitan.
Story.
I love that. It's still the New York metropolitan area.
Yeah, right.
And so think about also, you know, your firearm that you're going to carry. Is it dependable? Do you have a comfortable holster that you're carrying it in? Are you properly concealing it? Is everybody on the same page that you're traveling with? Do they know you have a gun or not? Obviously, if you're carrying a gun, you're probably going to sit in a defensive position. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about aftermath. If you're ever involved in a shooting, some tips. Okay?
Yeah, and I've got a question for you, too, about when you're saying that the gun is reliable.
Okay.
To the liberty that belongs to you and me. We the people, you and I.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 866-NRA-GUN-1. That's 866-NRA-GUN and the number 1. You can find out more at nragguncare.com. Freedom Energy is a leader in commercial solar energy. Not only does solar make good economical and environmental sense, which means you not only can get off the grid and make your own free energy, but you can actually put cash in your pocket at the same time. Self-sustaining solar also makes patriotic sense. Since our nation's enemies are also our energy masters, every time you flip on a switch, you're buying an IED or AK for a jihadi terrorist. If you own a commercial building, you could be tightening the noose around the necks of our enemies while at the same time enjoying the benefit of free electric. Doesn't get any better than that. And even if you don't have cash in the bank, Ron has financing available. He's even got a group of investors who will foot the entire bill, then pay you cash to rent your roof and give you access to electric at half of what you're paying now. Plus, if the power goes down for any reason, you'll still be up and running. Building owners, call Ron Sousa directly today at 973-265-2900.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Order 3 and get shipping free. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
We're shooting for 1 million listeners by the end of this year. So if each one would go out and reach one and get them listening to the show,
that would get us close really to have some 400 at least.
Yes.
I would like to see that happen. So what was your question? Well, ¿tú tienes una pregunta para mí?
Nice. Very good.
Yo hablo español. Sí. Go ahead. Tell me.
You know, you're talking about reliability, right?
And yes.
How many rounds would you say that I need to run through my carry weapon before I know that it is? Well, see, you and I are both wheel gun guys.
50 rounds on a wheel gun, 500 minimum on a semi-auto of the factory ammo you intend to carry. So if you're going to carry that ballistic stuff like Aguila or, you know, Corban,
it's going
to be quite expensive.
Yes, it is.
But you got to have about 500 rounds through the gun. And even then, if you haven't taken an advanced class, like our urban pistol classes, we get guys that come with their gun, never had a jam before, and they get 6 jams in one day because they've never shot 1,000 rounds in 5 hours.
Oh,
they've never limp wristed. They've never shot from a barricade, from the floor.
Yeah.
And then when they're shooting from these alternate positions in stress and not gripping the gun properly or anything, all of a sudden the equipment platform is not working properly.
Yeah. And so, it's really not the platform, it's them.
Correct. I'm a big fan of either a revolver, and today, you know, it's sad for me to say because I'm a 1911 guy, but unless it's been thoroughly vetted out and you have a couple $1,000 in the gun, you're probably better off with a striker-fired variant like your Ruger SR9 or a Glock or an XDM or an M&P, the new Walter PPQ a lot of our students have been shooting with to great success. Yeah.
Do they like those?
Yeah, they're all copies of the Glock striker-fired platform, which to me it's as close to idiot-proof you can get other than a revolver. There's no safeties, no decockers or anything. So equipment is important. You better carry a spare magazine, or if it's a revolver, at least one speed strip or one speed loader, because you don't want to be pinned down behind a car going, damn, I wish I had that extra ammo with me.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though most self-defense shootings, you know, are 4 rounds or less, you don't want to be the anomaly.
Right.
Who fires, you know, all 6 rounds of your wheel gun and now you have nothing left.
So or in turn our case,
and
5.
Yeah, turn and run. So that's something very, very important that you really should think about.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a firm believer in having backup ammunition. I also have a box of ammo I keep in the trunk of all my vehicles or in the storage area of the pickup trucks. Just because you never know, you know.
Now, you make a good point. In Jersey, can you just drive around, for those people who do not have carry permits in Jersey, can you just drive around with a box of ammo?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yes, you can. Ammo's fine. Locked or fastened case. I probably wouldn't push that with hollow point ammunition.
Okay.
Just because the laws tend to be a little gray area. You know, this is another thing I want to talk about. Let's talk about some online stuff, and we'll get back into the carry a little bit, just because you brought that up. You know, I'm a member of a few forums, and I read a lot of postings on Facebook and everything else. Ladies and gentlemen, just beware, because for as much information there is online, there's 10 times as much misinformation.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just read one forum post and then one answer and run with it, because you might have missed the 15 answers that came in afterwards saying the correct thing.
Right.
So it's, you know, do your due diligence, especially when it comes to New Jersey. We've had Knappen on a million times, and he talks about it all the time. In New Jersey, always err in the side of caution.
Right.
Okay, don't think you can push the envelope in this state where you're going to end up screwed. Okay.
Right. Exactly.
Look what happened now, Sandy. Last week, Brian Aiken's case, Knappen went with the appeal. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay. Two of the three items were dropped, okay? And Judge Bowers, or whatever his name is, that friggin' nut job, you know, he got his pee-pee whacked, even though he's not a judge anymore. But the judge, in his ignorance, the new judge, didn't reverse the hollow point ammunition charge against Aiken, which is incorrect.
Right. Exactly.
He was legal in what he was doing.
Right.
When we come back, we'll talk about that and misinformation.
Okay, great.
Gracias.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Still the number one Second Amendment broadcast in the nation, 45 weeks running. Thank you very much, guys.
I just posted that, too. I took a picture from iTunes National, and I posted it on Facebook and everything, on Gun for Hire Radio Facebook page, to show people.
Who'd have thunk it?
45 weeks in a row. We keep beating the best of the left.
Yeah, it's
F
great.
Them.
I know.
So the judge reversed two decisions, but he didn't reverse the hollow point decision, which it's legal to transport him.
Of course.
So they're still keeping it. Now, it would be illegal if he possessed him while committing a crime. By reversing the other two charges, he's not committing any crimes.
Right.
So I spoke to someone who might be representing him. I can't say because it's off the cuff. And they're going to go for that one again now. But here we are in New Jersey, high-profile case. They get a judge to read the facts, and he misses a main point.
Right, because in New Jersey, the laws are so ass backward that they always uphold. If you notice, they always err on the side of the law itself, where they're saying, well, we cannot set precedent. We can't
really. What always pisses me off in New Jersey is that they really should be looking at many crimes or supposed crimes or alleged crimes differently if there's no criminal intent.
Yes, but they're not looking at intent.
Correct. Brian Aiken had no criminal intent.
Yeah, well, you know, poor guy was just moving.
Correct, but so they should be looking at that. So these are the things, like talking about online, be careful what you read, do your due diligence.
Right.
I get a lot of people email me questions, and I copy them Knappen's email address, and I tell them, listen, you got to ask him that. I really can't answer that.
Right. A lot of things really should be answered by a lawyer, because laws are changing and precedent is being set every single day, especially now we're you know, groups like ours are pushing forward and causing a lot of fervor in the state house.
Correct.
And there's a lot of things in flux. So things are changing we're not aware of.
What I read online all the time too, another big one is high capacity magazines.
Yeah.
And you know, New Jersey law says they have to be permanently affixed. Knappen's take is he says if it requires a tool to unaffix it, then it's permanent.
Right.
Okay. So if it's a wooden dowel glued with hot melt that with your finger you can go in and break it off
yeah,
if you slide the baseball, that probably wouldn't be considered. Now, would one judge find it permanent and another one not? I'm sure. This is New Jersey. But New Jersey tells me that about 99% would probably find it as not a permanent, you know, affixed block. So now you're going to go to jail with a class 3 felony?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, who needs that shit?
Right,
So be careful what you read because it's not all good. Transportation laws are probably the next hot issue. You know, locked or fastened case. You know how many students come into Gunfire and go, I came here, my ammo was in my glove box and my gun was in the back with 17 locks on it in a Houdini case and this whole shit. You know, Knappen's the first one to say, if you get pulled over by a cop and he asks for your registration insurance and you open your glove box and a box of ammo falls out, it's not a good thing.
No, not a good thing.
So that urban legend has been going around for 30 years, okay?
It still goes around.
Yeah, it's still going around. And so it doesn't have to be that way. Knappen's book is great, Knappen.com. That has everything in plain English for you. But again, I'm not knocking online. I get a lot of information and misinformation online. I just don't want the newbies or the people that aren't going to make a half-hour commitment to read the threads.
Right.
You know, somebody's going to Google a question, see the first answer, and then run with it. I don't want to
see the answer they like.
Yes, I don't want to see that happen because the state police is not going to open up an online thing, a chat room, and look at it and say, oh, yeah, you were right because you got there. They're going to be, nope, you're getting locked up. This is New Jersey where Emery Baker says fun comes to die.
Yes.
Okay.
And where you're guilty until proven innocent.
So think about those things. Now, back into carry. So we were talking about reliability, right?
Right.
And you want a reliable gun. You want a good rig to carry. You want to be careful when you're transporting and you're going to hotels and stuff, because I read stories all the time about a guy who goes to Oklahoma and leaves his gun in the hotel when he checks out in the morning.
Right.
You know, you got to check. You got to have suspenders
and a belt. Especially
if you're
not used, you know, a lot of times you've got guys who are from New Jersey who are using an out-of-state carry permit who are not used to carrying all the time, year after day, month after month, year after year, to where you're ingrained with what you're doing. It's easy to leave. How many times have you left your wallet or keys behind?
Sure. And a gun is something we normally don't carry 24/7 because we live in this friggin' unfree state.
Yes, exactly.
The socialist state. So what happens is people tend to overlook it. Like bathrooms, the number one place is to leave it on a commode, right? You go to the bathroom to do your business. You don't want your gun on the floor, so you unholster it. You put it behind a bowl. You finish doing your business, and you leave because you didn't remember to stick the gun back in the holster.
Right.
Uh-oh, not
Next
a good thing.
Next guy comes in, gun.
It's his gun now.
Right.
You know, that's something you really don't want to have happen to you. Ammunition, other than New Jersey, you know, all bets are off. You can have hollow point bullets pretty much everywhere. Most people don't. Now, remember, if you're going to shoot ball ammo or reloads out of your gun all day, and you're going to load it with hollow points, you better shoot 500 out of that gun.
Yeah.
All right, don't just go out and buy a box of XBG 2783, you know, and get it going.
Right, exactly.
So, speaking of numbers like that, I'll be with the Milcom guys next week in St. Louis, Missouri. They have a booth.
Wow.
I just saw Gordon Furlong, one of the owners of Milcom. He had a table at an NRA dinner where he was giving away free product and discounts if you bought more.
Let me tell you,
They're true patriots, man.
They're
true patriots.
It is really
Special
Forces uses that stuff, and it really is a great lubricating
system. They're really, really good guys. I'm glad that they're aligned with us with Gun for Hire Radio. It was good to see him that night. Him and I were sitting down BSing for a little bit.
Nice.
When our NRA dinner comes October 13th, Gordon, they're going to buy a table. They're going to give out, you know, 600 giveaways, and they're going to give out a basket of cleaning stuff worth $500. I mean, you can't. This is what I'm talking about. Keeping it in a family.
Absolutely.
What our sponsors, you know, and our listeners. It is great.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, really is great that we have this. It's just, I just wish we could wake this freaking state up. Like, is there a way to slap a state
in the back of the head?
Yeah. Is there a way to slap a state in the back of the head?
I don't know. We should research that.
I guess the only way to do it is Election Day, right?
Election Day. We tried the last time, but we've got a new one coming up. And let me tell you, if this guy who's sitting in the White House right now gets back into the White House.
He told the Russian president he is.
Yes, he did. And he said, and wait till I have absolutely no restrictions against me. Yeah. Let's see how that works out with the Second Amendment.
Guns are next, baby.
You betcha.
Guns are next, big time.
You know, we've got that monstrosity in the UN.
The Small Arms Treaty.
Yeah.
I told you what to do. I would just plow the freaking UN. What's it? Is it the East River?
East River, right into the East
River.
I would
plow right in the effing East River while they were in full session. Okay? Full session. And then as I was backing the dozers up, I would knock the World Bank into East River, too.
Would you? No,
okay?
Hey, look,
and the World Monetary Fund.
World Bank is a client of mine, so I can't say
I'm sorry.
Word.
World Bank, World Monetary Fund, and the United Nations.
Well,
goodbye.
World Monetary Fund is different than the World Bank.
I still knock them both out, all right? I read a lot of shit about the World Bank. I'm telling you right now, if it was up to me, they'd be gone.
Yes.
You know, put the UN somewhere else, like in the middle of the desert.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay? The middle of the desert would be good.
Diplomatic immunity and all that other shit.
We wouldn't have to worry about all those scoff laws, too, right?
So that's what I would do. I would get rid of it all together, okay? If it wasn't for the restaurants and some shows, I don't have a problem filling the entire island of Manhattan with cement either.
Oh, dude.
But that's just...
That's my favorite town.
Is it really?
Oh, of course, yeah.
It's dirty, man.
I know it's dirty. It's been dirty forever, but it's like...
Dirty. I was watching a public service thing the other day, and the guy was asking for directions, and the guy said, should I take the subway? And the New York City resident says, unless you have a gun, yeah, otherwise, if you don't have a gun, don't take the subway. It's good to live in a city like that. King Mike should ride the subway
King
a few
Mike
weeks.
Should ride the subway.
Let's see
for
what
a few
happens to him.
See what happens.
And his gun laws, yeah? Some bitch. Anyway,
time for another Red Bull?
No. I'm actually feeling pretty good. You know, the weather's starting to break. It's getting really nice. If you haven't visited our Gun for Hire Radio Facebook page, it's pretty cool. We have a ton of posts from people on the Facebook page. Shout out Gary Smith and Ramon Rodriguez and Eugene Albrecht. These guys have been Keith Brachter. Rob Petty, of course, my buddy Ron Sousa, who I love. Ron Sousa is going to kick your ass, by the way.
Why
when
would
you
I
said
do
he
now?
Shoots like a blind guy last week, he wants me to replace you with a chia pet. Okay, thanks, Ron. Ron, we're gonna do it, Ron.
That's
we're gonna
great.
Do it. But people have been posting a lot of questions, and you know, if you visit change.org, www.change.org, there's a no, it's not that change that you're thinking of. Change.org, there's a petition for New Jersey citizens' right to carry. We're trying to get 10,000 petitions. That would be like trying to get 500 people to vote, you know, in an election.
Yeah, right.
And we're only about 150 short of the 10,000, and a petition is printed out, and then it's presented to Governor Hindenburg.
Wow.
Now, if we were to sandwich it between snacky cakes and cheesy poofs and maybe some Twinkies, I bet you we could get them to... You know, move it over while he's going for the Twinkies.
Absolutely. Maybe if we sprayed it with chocolate or something.
So if you want to get on that page, you're more than welcome to go gunforhireradio.com. Of course, you can always go on the Gun for Hire Radio site, too.
You'll find our names on
yes.
there.
Yes. And we post everything. And on Sunday nights when the new show comes out, we post a teaser and we post some information. So it's kind of cool. And I'm going to start reading questions off of the... the page. Wow, I just had a like symbiotic embolism or something. I don't know. You know, I cut myself shaving and I called Joe up and he said that I should put a tourniquet around my neck for 10 minutes on, 1 minute off. I did it this morning for like 2.5 hours. The bleeding finally stopped, but I find that my equilibrium's off today.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah, slightly. So, so visit that page. Now, I've been getting a ton of emails. I don't have time to read all your emails, by the way. Why are you wasting your time sending me emails, my listeners here? You know why? Because they love us.
They've got no life.
No. That's bullshit, by the way.
No, it is.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
These are like the best people in the world.
You know, Alex Less, who sent us an info, and we're compiling that list of talkbacks and answering points, by the way.
Yes.
I have like 15 people sent good stuff in. A bunch of you, you know, you lazy bastards. You send emails of a link, gun facts and stuff. No shit. I could get that myself. I thought somebody was going to take time like Alex and make a list of, you know, good talkbacks with a question and an answer. A bunch of you lazy bastards just email me links. I got like the same link from like 30 people. You know what I mean? Great. That's not. Yeah, that's great. That's great. These are the people that are out there voting for us, right? Anyway. So.
Oh, here comes the hate mail now.
I don't care. You know, the Wall Street Journal ran an article about how many more, they're saying how many more killings are labeled self-defense.
Oh.
Well, no shit, because more law-abiding citizens are carrying guns. Before that, the news would have been reported that more innocent people were dead from victims of crime.
Yeah.
Tough shit if there's more self-defense killings.
How about
killings,
truth? Okay? This is truth.
Tough shit. Surprise, surprise, surprise. 3 shit bags in a jack-in-the-box parking lot. I shoot all 3 in the head, and the police find it very, very interesting that I'm sitting there eating my chicken and fries while I'm waiting for them to pull up. Too bad.
Exactly.
Okay? What's happening is now, Sandy, is these anti-gun groups, they can't get data, so they're trying to spin shit because it's working against them. But no, it's really bad. The statistics are so bad now.
Yes.
They're skewed against them. They don't know what to do.
For the first time in a very long time, people aren't listening to them. And just printing what they say.
So, it said, Joe Palazzo wrote this. He wrote, at a time when the overall U.S. homicide rate is declining, more civilians are killing each other and claiming self-defense, a trend that is most pronounced in states with the new stand-your-ground laws. But he wrote, people are killing each other. Come on, how many people are killing each other over a freaking parking spot or something, Joe Palazzo? Wake the F up, okay? This is people that are killing somebody else because they're trying to kill them.
Yes, right.
Oh, you're trying to kill me or rob me, right? Like the New Jersey City asked me for a cigarette, right?
Yeah.
I don't give you a cigarette,
You beat my skull in with a pipe.
So I don't want to hear that shit, okay?
Right.
I really don't.
People are killing each other in the
name
of self-defense.
Yeah, well, it's people that need to be killed.
I'd like to take Joe and drop him off somewhere in a great neighborhood and let him just wander around with his watch on.
Yeah, and see if he does something in self-defense.
No, he wouldn't do that. He would just cry like a baby.
I don't want to hear it. By the way, the city of Bayonne's been listening to our radio show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Andy Pinelli sent me an email that the city of Bayonne sent out to older residents.
Don't listen.
About the spike in robberies that are going on in house break-ins and home invasions. And basically, my home safety tips are verbatim.
Really?
Alarm sign, no valuables through the window. Everything we've discussed here on the show, they're trying to wake the sheep up, That's not going to lower the crime. To lower the crime, what you want to do is you want to get, a milkshake blender.
Yes.
You want to make one like 50 times the size. And you want to start dropping shit bags in feet first, okay? But like at a town hall function. You know how towns hire bands to play and they go town to town? Why not have the roving shit bag blender?
Well, have you ever seen the website Will It Blend?
Okay. Here is Joe Smith. He broke into 15 houses. He was arrested 6 years for rape. Well, check it out. Okay? What's wrong? What is wrong with that?
Well, we've known people who used to do that with wood chippers, right?
Exactly. Well, Saddam Hussein.
Yes.
Saddam Hussein would ask you a question. He'd say, if you tell the truth, he put you in head first.
Right.
If you tell a lie, feet first. Okay? What's wrong with that?
Right.
So I think we should come up with the shitbaggerator. What do you think? The shitbaggerator?
Shitbaggerator.
100 times larger than an industrial blender. But I don't want a milkshake blender. I don't want to use the stainless steel. I want to use clear.
Clear glass.
Okay? Clear.
Yes. So you can see. So the world can see. We'll televise.
So just like the old days of putting someone in a stockade or something, you bring it to the local town on a trailer. Right?
Yes.
You bring shitbag number one up, you read what his crime was, and then you drop him in. Do not tell me this would not help to lower crime.
Yes,
Sandy.
I think it would. Yes.
Okay? Because other shitbags would look at it and go, oh my.
Vote for the shitbaggerator.
Because I love it. Now, what would a shitbag listen to more? That? Or would the shitbag listen more to our legislators voting on moving a crime from a class 3 to a class 2 felony?
Which gets you another 6 months in jail.
Seriously. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm going to get another 6 months in jail where I get 3 squares a day, good sex, cable TV, and gym privileges.
Yes, exactly.
Okay? I don't want to hear it. Okay?
Or the shitbaggerator.
The shitbaggerator, you like it, right?
I like it. That's great. great.
I'm serious. This is something we really should think about. So here's Bayonne. Now, I commend Bayonne. I commend Bayonne for sending an email out.
Exactly. And at least alerting people that crime is going up instead of just pretending it's not.
Two of our Gun for Hire family members, Jennifer and Amy Joe, they sent me an email. Nutley kind of did the same thing.
Oh, great.
About the rise in crime. But you know what? Towns, emails aren't going to do shit except make our listeners more aware, which is fine. They're going to make the residents more aware. But again, because of normalcy bias and walking around in condition white, you know, Amy and Jennifer, you know, your type A personality and you're walking around in condition yellow. You've taken Gun for Hire classes.
Exactly.
You know, you're in Gun for Her with Maria and everybody else. You know, for every one of you, there's 2,000 out there suffering from severe cases of head and ass disease.
Yes, exactly right.
Okay. And they think, you know, the world, everybody shits rainbows and stuff. And, you know, there's nothing to worry about. Well, it doesn't work that way. So you guys, you know, I'm not worried about you guys. I'm worried about everybody else out there that are just, you know, lambs to the slaughter.
You know, it's funny. I had I was walking out to the mailbox the other day, and on our street we've got a whole kind of on a turn. We've got a bunch of pine trees, maybe about 30 or 40 pine trees that run down. And there was some woman parked in my driveway, and she's got a camera and she's taking pictures of the front of my house. And she goes, "Oh, I just love your trees. I'm taking pictures of the trees.
Get the fuck off my property."
Exactly right. I'm like, where are you putting those
pictures?
You're
kidding me, right?
No, I'm serious. It's amazing, you know.
Wow.
Just
that's horrible.
Oh, I know. It's unbelievable. I don't want my house, you know, posted all over whatever the hell it is.
Are we done? Or is there more?
Well, I'm just interested in what you got going at Gun for Hire Academy.
Well, we 6 locations and mobile training will come to you. April 15th, tax day, Urban Shotgun. How do you like that? In Cedar
Urban
Grove.
Shotgun on tax day. I like that.
Also, April 15th in Belleville, Be Prepared, personal awareness seminar for women and men from 16 years old till 96. On 421, we have Urban Carbine 2 at our new Area 51. By the way, Area 51 in Cedar Grove, ladies and gentlemen, those ranges are exclusive for Gun for Hire use only, okay? They're not open to the public. They're not opening for anything else. Sorry about that. On 421, we have Civilian Response to an Active Shooter. 2-day class takes place in Belleville in Area 51.
Very nice.
On 422, we have Urban Pistol 2 and Urban Pistol 1 at Cedar Grove. Do not miss this one. On April 22nd, another defensive pen class. They sell out fast.
Wow.
If you want to come,
I'm
let us
you,
know.
It is the best investment you'll ever make.
April 28th, NRA Certified Range Safety Officer in Belleville. If you want to be an RSO, we can hook you up. On April 29th, Urban Pistol 3 at Area 51. You must be Gun for Hire alumni to take that class.
Nice.
On May 1st, Saber Mace class. Learn how to use Sissy Pepper Spray in New Jersey. Lipstick Bodyguard is sponsoring it. Learn how to take the guys down. Okay? On May 3rd, NRA Refuse to Be a Victim. If your gun's not your thing or you want to increase your awareness, I'm teaching that NRA class in Belleville, Sandy.
Great.
On the 4th of May, Low Light, No Light Pistol 1, Cedar Grove. On the 19th of May, Urban Pistol 1 at Area 51. On the 19th of May, Urban Shotgun, Area 51. We also have get your CCW classes anywhere you want. Joe is running a new class now on May 26th, Sandy. It's for all you CCW non-resident permit holders. We're running a Gun for Hire intro to CCW, concealed carry, at Area 51. It's an all-day class. It's outside, holster draw, acquiring. We're going to go over some legality stuff. Detective Mack and everybody's going to be there.
Oh, great.
You might want to come and do this. If you haven't met Jimmy yet, Build a Bear, anytime, anywhere. Our 6 locations, and we deliver. Build your own AR, okay? Please visit the Gun for Her Club. We have a Facebook page, and there's a link on the Gun for Hire website. The girls are breaking their butts to get this going. They get together the third Thursday of every month in Belleville. They're planning trips, parties, and I think a human sacrifice. It will be a masculine sacrifice, I think.
I'm sure.
Okay? Thank you all for your support. Please, please let our sponsors know that you're happy with us, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have a show.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to our listeners, not so much, but I do love you all.
Well, Speaking of listeners, it looks like you did it again.
Yeah, you wasted
another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used on this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my very angry co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, thanks for listening.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
My home.